What's going to make the trio sound different is it's going to have a different melodic content, and it's going to be scored for different instruments. Here, we will hear two oboes and a bassoon. It's like a little miniature trio sonata planted within this otherwise orchestral composition. Who will be accompanying those two oboes and the bassoon? The harpsichord. Always there, always understood. I know it's the trio, but the harpsichord must be there. As I said, we will hear a different tune, but we will be in the same key, and we will be playing it at the same speed, because the dancers have to be able to keep going. They're not going to stop. This all has to be a singular continuity. Let us then be aware of the binary form. I'll speak it out loud, but let's also be aware that having heard this trio, we want thematic closure. We're going to want the original minuet to come back. Please, let's listen to the trio section, phrase C. C repeated. D. Repeated. And now we would expect the original minuet to come back. All right, let's discuss this da capo, this return to the original minuet, very briefly. When we hear the original minuet come back, when we hear it as the da capo, the back to the top, we will not hear the repeats. We will not hear A, A, B, B. We'll simply hear A and B. Why? Because we need to get thematic closure, but we don't need redundancy. And by going through the repeats again, we would be getting musical overkill. This is important. In da capos, and this will include the da capos of the classical era, we will not hear repetitions. We do not get a coda in minuet and trio. The da capo serves like a coda. It serves to create a sense of roundedness, a sense of return, a sense of permanent conclusion. And we do not need the repeats, so we will not hear them. All right, it's time for us to listen to the entire movement. Here's what I want you to be aware of while we listen to it. First, again, Truth in Advertising would properly call this form minuet, trio, and minuet. A, B, A. What I want you to be aware of on the large scale is idea, departure, return. Minuet number one, trio, and da capo. I want you to be aware of that one spark of drama that will take place in a minuet and trio. And that spark of drama is when we come home, the moment of return. It's a moment the likes of which we do not get in a theme and variations form movement, where there is no departure, and therefore there is no recognizable return. It's special. When we depart, the moment of return is always special, and I want us to be aware of that. Lastly, I would evoke Johann Sebastian Bach. I would evoke, for example, his Passacaglia for organ in C minor, which was a piece, as I told you then, in which there was no departure. But he created the illusion of departure by putting the ground bass theme in higher voices, and therefore created the illusion of return by putting the ground bass theme back in the bass in variation 16. I would again evoke Bach. We talked about the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, the first movement. Bach did the same thing in that piece by treating certain of the solos very carefully and making them very long, and by making sure that when those long solos ended, he came back to the beginning of his ritornello theme, Bach created the illusion of a three-part form, that there was a larger structure going on. So Bach is aware of the tedium factor inherent in something like Passacaglia, and he does everything he can to create the effect of departure and return. Well, now we're listening to a movement where one doesn't have to create the effect of departure and return. It is real. And I want you to be very aware of that moment of return, because while it might simply be a sparklet of climax, it is a bit of climax, and we should be aware of it. Jean-Baptiste Lully, the minuet and trio from the opera ballet, The Temple of Peace, 1685. I will speak the phrases above the music. Phrase A, minuet.